Welcome to Behind the Scenes. I am your host, Ali. Today we are talking about movies. We are talking about the classes an hour back.
And I'm glad we are just about this short, this cool shirt for $10 this day.
It might be a steal for Abd al-Fattah, but someone or something else in playing the full price.
That is exactly what our team found. We spent weeks looking at Preston and new AirPods.
Ash was right. We found that the fast fashion model is built on a massive layer.
I have got the research links below. The cost is even, because it's in the money, it's in the world.
Let's start with the basics. Maram, give us the number that shocks the team.
It is a simple and a scary 2,700
liters. 2,700
liters
for what? A swimming pool.
No, for jeans, one quarter t-shirt.
Too bad that in perspective, that is enough water for one person to drink for 900 days.
And that is just for the growing parties. The manufacturers even worse.
This is where the negative externality kicks in.
Externality? Can someone explain that in normal English?
It means a cost that the company doesn't pay for. In this case, it is the destruction of clean water.
Ash, you found a study about rivers in Asia, right?
Yes, many rivers near these factories have turned completely black or dark purple.
Why? Because the dump takes it does directly into the water without treating them.
I am looking at data now. This does contain half meters like lead, mercury and arsenic. Wait, so people use that water for their homes?
Exactly, people use their food and clothes in the same toxic waters.
The UN reports say that 20% of globally interested water pollution comes only from Texan buys.
And the companies don't pay to clean it up. The local communities suffer while the brands make billions.
But it's not just a factory, so washing machine at home.
This is the part about synthetic fabrics, right?
Yes, restore with physical plastic in. It's in almost all fast fashion clothes.
Everyone you wash the clothes, thousands of tiny plastic fibers go down the drain.
Microplastic? I have heard of those. Do they end up in the ocean?
They end up in the ocean, then in the fish, and eventually in our dinner plates.
The World Resource Institute say half a million tons of these fibers enter the ocean every year.
So we are literally eating our own old clothes.
Okay, I'm confessing. Fast fashion is a disaster, but what can actually we can do?
We looked for Substitute, a company that actually gives a damn about the blend.
We found Patagonia. They are the gold standard for sustainable.
Unlike fast fashion brands, they use 100% organic cotton, no pesticides.
And the water management is incredible. They filter their waste water before it leaves.
They even have a program called Warn Wear.
Let me guess, they want to fix your old clothes instead of buying new ones?
Exactly. They are brutalist. The informant over making a cute profit.
So Abdel Fattah still thinks that the $10 shirt is just still?
Not anymore. I have rather buy for something that does not kill a river.
It is about paying as consumer a quality over inequality.
Jack Delibless, looking for organic materials, avoid the disposable fashion trap.
I have linked our resource, UN, Bridgeton, and WRI in the show notes for our listener.
Thank you for joining us Behind the Scenes. Let's keep our world clean and our closet substitute.
See you next time.
See you next time.